Well, families of those killed in New Zealand's greatest peacetime disaster will meet the Prime Minister and Governor-General in Auckland today. A private ceremony is being held at Government House to mark 40 years since the crash of Air New Zealand flight TE901 on Mount Erebus in Antarctica in 1979. With the loss of 257 lives. Reverend Richard Waugh will be taking part in the service. He's with us now. Ata Marie.
Yes, hi, Susie.
How important is this service for you and the part you're playing in it?
Well, I think today is going to be a very important pastoral meeting, really, hosted by the Governor-General and the Prime Minister addressing the families, more than 350 Erebus people together. So I think a very important pastoral meeting on a very important 40th anniversary day.
Yeah, how significant is it when an anniversary like this comes round?
Well, anniversaries always have sort of a power of their own, don't they? And I think the 40th anniversary seems to be giving a new focus to the people who are actually aboard Flight TE901 and the very difficult times all families went through. So I've just been delighted in seeing this anniversary time, so many of the families sharing very openly and very willingly about their loved ones, who they were, how they enjoyed life, what the scenic flight meant to them, and how pained the families were after the numbness of the accident.
You've had a long association with the Erebus families. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, in my work for the Erebus National Memorial, I've been working with the families for a number of years, and I think there's been a lot for them to process. So I think this level of pastoral care and kindness, as it's been described, to the Erebus families is very important. And I think New Zealand has, in many respects, learnt so much more about better recognition of trauma and its effects, for the families themselves and for those who were first responders.
What are the things that can most easily or have the greatest impact around trauma in terms of helping people?
Well, I think compared to 1979, we've learned a lot, as I mentioned a bit, in the last 40 years. I think the Canterbury earthquake situation, the Pike River situation, just that simple recognition that these sort of disasters, cut very, very deep. And it's not a case of just sort of get over it in 5 minutes. And unfortunately for the Erebus families, much of the controversy of the 1980s kind of, overshadowed what was rightfully needed in terms of proper care for them. And I think we're seeing a new level of care and sensitivity and understanding that wasn't in place all those years ago.
Thank you very much for your time today, Reverend Richard Waugh there, who will be taking part in that service. Other commemorations today include a ceremony at Scott Base in Antarctica. At 12:49pm, staff will gather at Akoru Memorial on the hill above the base for a short reading. There'll be a message from Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and a moment's silence. And back in Auckland, there will be a service and a wreath laying at the Erebus Crew Memorial Garden at Auckland Airport. The Erebus crash killed all on board, including 20 crew members.